The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Andy Warhol's painting of a can of Campbell's tomato soup is an icon of the art world today. However, most people don't know that it was part of 32 separate 20 by 16 inch paintings, one for each of Campbell's variety on the market. However, his native New York City's art scene wanted nothing to do with the works, and he had to travel to L.A. to the Ferris Gallery owned by Irving Blum for Warhol's first solo show. Unfortunately, the gallery show was a complete catastrophe. Although each of the 32 paintings were priced at a mere $100, only six were sold, the first of which going to the late actor Dennis Hopper. Embarrassed by the result, gallery owner Blum bought back the six that were sold and kept the 32 together as a set. Warhol cut Blum a break by selling the whole collection for $1,000 over 10 monthly installments. Those of you with a keen artistic eye, take note. Blum sold the 32-piece collection in 1996 to the New York Museum of Modern Art for $15 million. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.